If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so we're all guilty of wasting time online watching videos, right? Like you log on to Facebook just to see what people are up to and you have no intention of spending 20 minutes there. But next thing you know, you're down the rabbit hole
in
watching.
The vortex.
Literally. It starts with just one and then it's all the suggested videos afterward, right?
Literally hours, like every... Okay, well, day, pretty much some days.
Yeah. So what are the videos that you guys are wasting time watching online, generally speaking? Because it's different for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm away from my family now that I've moved to Montreal, but I've caught myself watching those soldier reunion videos.
Oh,
so, like, you know, where like the kid is doing something and the mother or father who's been overseas fighting for their country for months is behind them, and all of a sudden the kid turns around and there's their parent or there's their brother, there's their sister. The most recent one was the blindfolded kid who was boxing, and he didn't know he was actually boxing his dad, and he took the blindfold off, and there's...
Those are so emotional.
Oh, the worst.
There's like something in my throat just thinking about it.
And in that vein, the dog reunion videos as well, when
the
soldier
dogs
comes
are
home.
Yeah.
The soldier, again, it's a soldier, and they come home, and there's the dog, and the dog is going nuts. Those
are
the worst.
Do you tear up when you're watching them?
I do. Yeah. They're so difficult. Like, if you guys look at me closely, I've watched the odd one at work, I'll be crying and all of a sudden we'll start a break and I'll just be rubbing my eyes, getting the tears out.
I feel like when you've seen one, you've seen them all though, right? I mean,
no!
It's like, you know it's happening, it's a reunion, you know, it gets emotional, like, we get it.
It's the reactions that are different. Yeah. The reactions are always different and emotional in different ways though.
I suppose.
Anyway, don't judge Andy for his videos. What are you watching, Sam?
Mine are not any better.
What are you watching?
I love watching cooking videos.
Yeah, I love cooking ones too. Once I see it from the beginning, I need to watch it until the end.
Show me, because it always starts with the end product, right? As the preview, so you're like, well, how did they get to it, you know?
Yeah.
Let me join you in your journey.
Follow these 20 simple steps. I love prank videos.
You know?
Also, I'm a sucker for the high-rise videos, the climbers, the daredevils that go up to the top of these skyscrapers. I don't know why. Every time I watch them, my hands get immediately sweaty.
My stomach will actually do backflips.
Yeah. I know.
Like, I'll have to skip past some of those videos. They're crazy.
Just can't wrap my own mind. Anyone would do such a thing.
I'm watching Safer Things online, personally.
Oh, yes, okay.
I love a good singing show audition when they're like, she had the judges in tears. I'm clicking on that, and I'm clicking on all the suggested videos afterward as well.
The golden buzzer videos.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent from all these different obscure countries you didn't even know had this show.
And a little bit different than the cooking videos, though, the cake decorating videos. It's nothing.
This I don't get.
I don't even like baking. Listen, I don't even bake. I don't like baking. I can't even eat cake. You know this. I'm allergic to everything.
Right. So what's the allure?
It's just, you see it. It begins and there's something so calming and almost like meditative.
It's satisfying.
About watching it. Like it's like a meditation, I swear, as I'm watching it. And I'm watching, you know, they'll spin it around.
Yeah.
And they're decorating it as they spin it around and they make it look so perfect. And they have this attention to detail and this patience that I just have never had in the kitchen for anything, let alone decorating a cake. And it just, it makes me feel really good.
You should get into crafts. I mean, by what you're explaining to me, like
crafting videos are actually quite popular online too.
Yeah, they are.
Not into those yet, though.
And also, there's the show Cake Boss. I don't know if you're into that, but that's all about cakes. The most extravagant cakes.
It's stressful though. They're yelling like these ones.
He's an angry baker.
Right,
he really
is.
It doesn't look like fun. It's not. I don't find it's a meditation.
Right. Okay.
All right, Victoria. Which videos do you get obsessed with?
Oh, it's terrible. There's slime videos.
Slime videos.
What? Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Well, don't start. It's an addiction. It's the sound. It's the texture. They, like, put their hands in and, like, smokes it up. And, oh, my God. It's amazing.
Is it the videos of kids making slime?
It's, like it's at the point that my Instagram, like, when you go to the search page, it, like, tells you things you would like. And it's full of slime videos.
Just slime videos. Like, people touching and playing with slime?
Well, it's like this one in particular, because my kid wanted it for her birthday.
Okay.
And then I was like, it's called Glitter Slimes, is actually the one I really follow.
Glitter Slime.
Because she also always has her nails done, and she just shows it to me, like, hand going in, and she, like, opens it, and it's like the sound is like slap. Like, I've even. I'm not 12. Like, I found myself messaging my other 40-year-old friends.
Sounds like you need to get some slime in your
slime.
Life. I mean,
oh my god, that's funny.
You better have to go and look now, so you don't think I'm crazy, because you're gonna be stuff. Oh, wow.
So slime, for people who don't know, is that like mixture of like glue and baking soda and shaving cream and boric acid.
Borax and all that stuff that the kids were into. And then, like, let's not lie. When you make it yourself, it's gross. It's not as cool as this stuff.
It never is.
Foam beads and toys. And then the texture. And then she started like this new one. It's like, excited talking about the slime.
Victoria, I have a feeling you'd like the cake decorating videos like I do too.
Have you heard of this new thing called snap cakes?
No.
I'm pretty obsessed also with cake decorating.
Okay.
And I've taken like just classes, but now there's this new group. It's called Snap Cakes, and it goes like all over the city, and they bring the cake and then they teach you how to decorate.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like paint night of cakes.
Wow. Put a bit of slime in there and you got yourself a party.
Over the top.
Hilarious. Thank you so much, Victoria. Happy slime in.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got the videos that people waste the most time with coming up in just a second. First, I believe we have Andrea on the line. Good morning, Andrea.
Shut up.
Wow. So rude.
Andrea, looks like you're...
Oh, my God.
You have some very interesting videos that you normally spend your time watching.
Hi.
What type of videos?
Great. I'm sorry?
What type of videos did you say that you love wasting your time watching?
Okay, well, anything to do with animals, tricks, animals doing silly, crazy things, whatever.
Yes.
But yeah, I really like these videos that, one of them is called, I might be not getting it word for word, but it says if it wasn't on video, you wouldn't believe that it actually happened.
Right.
The clincher.
So the clincher. These are things like... flash floods, or it's mostly, I guess, disasters.
It's so dark.
I guess it makes me feel
and
lucky.
And there's like traffic cam ones, right, too? There'll be in traffic.
Oh, my gosh. Those are insane. Those are, yes.
Oh,
yes.
The dash cams?
Well, yeah, and it'll show, someone almost being hit. It could be a dash cam or something outside,
like
too.
Like a crash that happens right in front of you that you just missed.
No, but it doesn't actually happen. It's near misses.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a guy randomly walking, minding his own business, and there's a car accident behind him, and then the wheel comes flying right in front of him. And then crashes into the building, and he just kind of looks around like, what was that?
I don't know if that makes you really positive because they didn't get hurt, or really negative because it's scary things that are happening.
I think it's the adrenaline rush that I like. And it's like a, whoa, that sort of a...
Makes sense. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so on Facebook, people are watching like a lot of like news report videos, like CNN. Those things pop up and you just sort of watch them.
You mean the fake news videos?
Yeah, the fake news. Oh my God, Donald Trump. It'll be kids doing something funny or cute. Ellen's videos on Facebook get a lot of hits and a lot of shares as well. But I was really surprised to find out what people are mostly searching for on YouTube. So these are the top five types of videos that people waste their time watching on YouTube. Number five, comedy or skit videos. Yep, Sammy, you said you like those, right?
Yeah.
Number four, gaming videos.
When you watch other people play video games?
Yes.
Or as if playing video games yourself isn't bad enough.
I watched half an hour of it yesterday. Overwatch.
Just as bad as vlogs, just watching people do absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hello, good morning. This is me making my coffee. This is me. People love those, though. They love them. How-to videos in at number two. Yeah. Anytime I have to do something handy around the house, like around the condo, I'll watch how-to videos because it's the only way I can like comprehend. And number one, this is the number one type of videos that people normally search for on YouTube, and it's product review videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's huge with makeup right now, and the people who are really successful with makeup are like combining comedy and their makeup how-to videos, basically, in the product reviews, and people are loving it. They're getting millions and millions of views.
They're doing comedy and makeup. That would be perfect for you,
there
Sam.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, isn't the most successful kid on YouTube just like a toy reviewer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he makes like $7 million a year.
He's a kajillionaire. All right. Somebody just texted that they watched Dr. Pimple Popper videos, and I could not be friends with
Those are the worst.
I cannot be friends.
Oh, so wrong.
So many levels.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, do you know someone who does whatever they can to be the opposite of trendy? Like, they wake up every day just ready to battle the trends because they refuse to give in. So Sam, your fashion choices, like specifically a particular pair of jeans and a belt, have come up a lot over the past couple of weeks.
I don't know what it is. People are just ripping my fashion sense, and I think it's unwarranted. You know, I have a specific style that I think is uniquely mine.
Do?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you like me to run through it? Because it's...
Okay, yeah.
Please do, actually.
Just thought you like wore pieces that you liked. I didn't know that it was like curated.
It's more orchestrated than you think.
Okay.
Yes. You have to give me a little bit of credit. I don't just roll out of bed and like blindly pull stuff out of my closet. So I would describe my style as practical, mm-hmm. right? Wearing stuff that you can actually use from day to day.
Okay.
Environmental, because we don't know this, but the carbon footprint of the fashion industry is far worse than the oil and gas field. Okay, so there's that. Economical, because I don't like to pay a lot for my clothes. So if someone has clothes to offer me, like, I will consider it.
Okay.
So I'm not spending a lot of money, right? Rebellion. Because I like bucking the trend.
True.
You know, if everyone's going to buy a certain pair of jeans or a shirt, why would I buy that same pair?
Okay.
So I will purposely get the something opposite just to buck the trend. And pioneering.
Because
I like blazing my own trail unapologetically. Wow. And I think that you know, speaks for confidence.
You're blazing something.
And owning it. I failed to see how a lot of fashion icons were considered to be like nubs before they became in style.
Are you saying you're a fashion icon?
I'm saying the qualities that I display are no different than what a lot of fashion icons were before they were recognized.
I just wish there were just like jaws on the floor all over
the studio
here this morning right now listening to this. Our producer, Kim Kieran, everybody's like, wow.
People laughed at Ralph Lauren before he became a multi-billionaire and started selling the jeans and the shirts.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So I don't get what the big deal is. People that follow trends to me are no better off than those that try to buck the trend.
You know, Sam, okay, I don't even know how to respond to that.
There's a lot there.
Andy, you know when people are so dead set against trends, though, that they almost like are as bad as people who are super trendy? Do you know what I mean? Because they have to go against it?
Yeah, they're kind of trendy without trying to be trendy. They're trendy by accident, so therefore they're still trendy. I don't know if Sam is trendy necessarily. He has been talking a lot about his fashion. Like he's been bragging about a belt that he got the other week. It's some sort of leather belt that he says
it's like a cowboy belt.
It's going to last a decade, he says, and that's why he got it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the most fashionable person. I don't really understand it. It kind of intimidates me. I've tried
the belt specifically.
Fashion
the
in general.
The belt intimidates you.
Well, not Sam's belt, but I'm not really sure if Sam is trendy or not trendy.
I will answer that for you.
Really?
Yeah, he's not. But you put so much effort. Like you drop a lot of brand names too. Yesterday, he's like, "This is Lacoste. This is Gucci. This is Guess."
That's right. Because you just think that I go to Value Village every day and just pick out whatever is like on sale. I mean,
no, you just get your Gucci and your Lacoste. Secondhand.
Right. Still brand new.
Do you feel good now that you got that off your chest?
I really do.
You do? Okay.
I feel very confident.
Okay. You do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look at me.
The other thing I like about Sam, too, is as his body changes, he doesn't change sizes. He stays true to who he is.
I don't change for anyone. Yeah, not even myself.
He's been wearing the same size since I met him, and he's like lost and gained 15 pounds over and over again. And you really wanted to talk about fashion. Like, this was your choice. This is your segment.
Yeah. I think that in this day and age, you know, go for individuality. Dress the way you want as long as you're like it's a conscious effort and you're putting your values and your virtues and expressing them in your clothes. You can't go wrong. There's no such thing as trends. Just because someone says this is in this year, everyone's got to wear it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And you called yourself a trailblazer and a trendsetter.
Because you have to be unapologetic.
You know, I don't know if I should be looking up to you or not when it comes to fashion. One of the things...
I'm going to say yes.
Well, I'm not so sure.
I
first started here, even our boss said, you know, you're going to have to up your fashion game in Montreal. And I'm, you know, I was like saying before, I'm not all that fashionable. I don't understand it all the time. But I feel like you are one of the more confident people when it comes to fashion. I'm not saying he's right about his fashion choices, but you are very confident. I'll give you that.
If I could give you like one piece of advice as a trailblazer, I would say...
Oh my God.
I would say, Andy, take more risks.
Okay. All right.
Get out of your comfort zone.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Oh, God. You can let us know what you think about this outfit that Sam's really proud of at the Beat92.5 on Instagram if you want to.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I'm just going to move on. You think it looks pretty cool. I think your mom would agree, too. All right. Kim Kieran, these are trends that are apparently over in 2019 that we're supposed to ditch, okay? I'm curious to know what you think, too.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, too much plaid. Plaid has been having a day for a long time.
I like plaid.
Yeah, I like plaid, too, and they said it's always going to be there. It's always going to be classic, but not so much all the time.
Tone it down.
My girlfriend just bought a plaid skirt, and she said that apparently those are in it. It looks like a hand-quilted purse.
Oh, okay. And it's a skirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently that's in.
That's good, as long as she balances out with something that's not plaid, I guess.
You didn't know that as a trailblazer?
No, I should have. A little behind here.
Exactly. Micro cat sunglasses. I never liked those. They were like, they're so tiny. Like, they barely cover your eyeballs.
Those were in last year, right? Yeah, the Kardashians were wearing them. Dua
Rihanna was wearing them. Yeah, they only lasted like a second and they're gone.
You see what happens to trends? They come and go and you're wasting your money on glasses.
Oh, light blue denim is apparently leaving as well. I'm wearing light blue denim right now.
I was going to say, thank goodness, sorry.
You're not a fan?
Reminds me of mom jeans.
Okay. A lot of people can probably get on board with this. Sky high heels over. Thank you.
Are those just heels that are really high?
Yeah, like multiple inches high. You can barely walk in them.
Comfortable.
I know.
They're not.
Yeah, exactly. Cut out details. So those dresses where there's like lots of little parts cut out, you know, like little holes in the shoulders holes in the side. Apparently those are going out. I mean, I'm not going to throw out my dress that looks that way, but
it'll come back.
Not as popular this year. Neon is leaving. I love neon. I love those bright colors.
Yeah, with the summer coming in too. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Sometimes by the time you jump on a trend too, it's like over. Yeah. Like by the time you get confident enough to give it a try.
See?
That's
why you got to blaze your own trail.
And the last thing on the list that is apparently over, and I really like these. I find it so like feminine and like that it changes up really normal shirts, is bell sleeves. You know, when those sleeves like come out and flare.
Really long, loosey.
They're flared, yeah.
But how do you eat them without getting it in your food?
You don't. You get food in there and there's snacks for later.
You save some
for later. But I'm going to wear those for a little while longer, okay?
They remind me of the Seinfeld puffy shirt.
Those are in though, right? Those are in now, right?
Yeah, okay, definitely. Good.
Please wear one.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so if you want to raise your child maybe a little bit different than the people around you, what do you do when they want to have a say? You can send us a text this morning at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And we're talking about this because apparently, now this is a rumor. It's hard to say what's true or what's not true coming from the castles. But Harry and Meghan apparently want to raise their baby as a vegan.
Yeah, they're going for like a bit of an alternative lifestyle. Not really what the Kensington Palace is used to. And apparently the Queen's not really down with all of their lifestyle choices.
Yeah, they said it has created a lot of tension between Meghan and Harry, who doesn't want to upset his grandmother.
Of course he doesn't. He'll do anything that his grandmother says, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you? She's scary.
She's the queen. Well, it's true. She's the queen. I mean, he's just Prince Harry.
But when it comes to your kid, I mean, there are certain things that parents should just have the ultimate say. I mean, at the end
of
the day.
You'd think so.
Yeah, and especially when it comes to things like just diet. We're not talking about...
Meghan apparently eats a plant-based diet during the week, and she's very, like, holistic in her views and in her methods. So apparently she really wants to raise the baby as a vegan, which can be really controversial depending on who you talk to. But it actually reminds me of a friend of mine, and she does not want to feed her child any sugar until the baby is like 3 years old or something.
Okay.
So like, fair enough.
Right.
You decide what you want to do with your kid. That's fine. Okay. And she's always at parties, like family with family members, birthday parties or whatever, and they're always sneaking sugar into the child's mouth. That would make me really angry, though. Kim, as a parent?
Oh, I would lose my brain.
Yeah,
would you?
If I've decided my kid's not having sugar and someone else is feeding them sugar, trouble's going to happen.
Exactly.
Trouble's going down.
What if it's your parent feeding them sugar, not just someone?
I don't
but
care. I've already given my mom and my mother trouble for that. My mother-in-law's a baker and she knows, she hears me.
It's tough because it's their own views and they don't obviously don't see it as a big deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But
that's
as
how
a
they
parent,
were raised and that's how they show love and
like,
express
just
love.
Just a
know?
Little bit of sugar.
Yeah, give it a treat, you know?
I would be melting down though as well. I'd be the same as Kim. So, but I feel like with the Queen, obviously they're going to have to do what she said. Like she'll kick them out. She probably can kick them out.
Well, they do live on her property, right? I mean, she's giving them free rent.
Go to your cottage
that I also own.
It's a mansion. It's not exactly a punishment.
Yeah, I just don't know how you say no, politely no, or, you know, without, you know, sounding condescending.
I guess you do it with an English accent.
Yeah.
How would the Queen?
I'd rather not.
More polite.
Use the word rather and it's okay. I think this is going to come up a lot with Meghan, though. She's ruffling a lot of feathers.
She
does things very differently than what the royals are used to. This is like the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
There's going to be a lot more stories coming out
Something I heard that's really annoying them is how much she wants to work. Like, you know, she has ideas and she's getting up and she's like, how do we take this world by storm? What do we do? And they're like, settle down and look pretty. Please, she's not the girl. Yeah. Not the girl.
Wear this funny hat.
Yeah, she will not sit still and look pretty. It'll be fun for us to watch.
Absolutely.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.